Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football this morning. It's my special college football video today. The rebuilding of the Tennessee Volunteers, a program now that's in the top five in the country. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers, for making it happen this morning here on 100 Yards Football. As so many ways, so many things I can say right now about the University of Tennessee football program. But I'm going to say this. In that football game last weekend against the University of Alabama, it's one of the better played football games I ever seen. I mean, not better played, but just the excitement going back and forth against a team that was ranked very high, number one in the country. But the thing about that football game was that I took away one thing. Tennessee is all the way back within 2 years. Think about recently, 2 years ago, the situation with Jeremy Pruitt, how that program was really, really taking a lot of fire. Hiring a new AD. And I heard all the pundits out there, especially when I'm broadcasting live today. I'm broadcasting here out of my home here in Douglasville, Georgia. And I listened to a lot of guys locally. You know what I'm talking about. How y'all was killing the Tennessee program. It was unbelievable. And even a gentleman on the national level that went to Tennessee, but he's an Alabama loyalist. You know what I'm talking about. His initials PF. How he was killing Tennessee. And he's from my hometown in 901 Memphis, Tennessee. But you know what? That's why God is in a plan. Kudos to the young man from South Dakota, Josh Heupel. Kudos to the young man from North Carolina, Hendon Hooker. 389 yards last week against Alabama. 5 touchdowns. Kudos to the receiver, Mr. Jalen Wyatt. 6 receptions, 207 yards, 5 touchdowns. See, God is in this plan. But what I like the most about it, it brought back the history of this program. See, when Tennessee football is good, college football is good. Seeing them young people taking that goalpost down was a very special feeling. See, I lived in the Knoxville area for 7 years, from 85 to 92. My first wife, who's deceased right now, his first cousins was Brooks Wilkerson. They played offensive tackle at Tennessee. Then my other loyalty, me being from the 901 Memphis, Tennessee, Orange Mound, South Memphis in the house, Tennessee recruited heavily out of the area I grew up in, which is South Memphis, Carlton People, Southside High School, Mark Studdaway, Southside High School, Brian Ingram, Hamilton High School, on the opposite side of the city, North Memphis, Daryl Hopper, and Xavier Cook, Jesse Briggs, Hamilton High School. Kevin Mallon, 1968, Catholic High School. See, I know about the University of Tennessee football program. And as a young man at 8 years old, I remember the first game I listened to on a Saturday autumn afternoon. It was Georgia and Tennessee. How is that God's plan? And it ended up in a 17-17 tie. It was the first game that the great John Ward done. It's football time in the state of Tennessee. And then I'm just thinking about all the history of that program, how my tears were hurt back in 69 when Archie Manning led that upset win over Tennessee 31-0. And that Tennessee team was very talented. Lester McClain, Hacksaw Jack Reynolds, Steve Kanner, Jackie Walker, Kurt Watson, Bobby Scott. I took that game hard as a 9-year-old, cried my eyes out. Then the Bill Battle era, under Condridge Holloway, the Volunteers underachieved. Some great players was in that era, Tommy West, Stanley Morgan, and of course, I just mentioned a Mr. Condridge Holloway. Then when my home guys out of my area went up there in 79, me being a freshman in Arkansas, going into my sophomore year, I remember cars and peoples on my street at 763 Dunn Avenue. Getting ready to go up there his freshman, he had a schedule. That's a true story. And he was driving Mr. Peoples. See, Cadillacs were a big car at the time in Memphis. He had that big, pretty good-looking Cadillac. And he was a young man getting ready to play football at the University of Tennessee. And I was at home. Everybody was around him. Then I saw their schedule in 1980. Georgia and USC back-to-back. 80-81. Then that 80 game that still sticks in my crawl. The emergence of a guy who's running for Senate right now, Herschel Walker, balling over Bill Bates. But I still bleed orange, baby. Then the 82 game, when Tennessee beat Alabama, hadn't beaten them in 11 years. Allen Cockrell, Willie Gault, Mike Miller, Mike Kofer, Reggie White, Vince Clark, and beat that Alabama team that had Tommy Wilcox and Jeremiah Castile and Walter Lewis. Then went through some more growing pains. But then the 85 season, that team right there with Tony Robinson from Tallahassee, Leon High School, that team had a chance to win it all. But Tony Robson got hurt that year. And they ended up beating Miami in the bowl game, but kind of got disrespected and didn't win it all that year. And I remember that season because it was my first year in Knoxville, Tennessee. Remember, I just told you I lived there from 1985 to 1992. And that team right there, Derrick Dickey, Charles Davis, Keith Davis, special team, Tim McGee, Joey Clickscale, Darryl Miller, Dale Jones, Andre Kramer. That was a special football team. Then the squad in 89 and 90, another national championship club football teams that I thought could win it all. Chuck Webb, Andy Kelly, Carl Pickens, Alvin Harper, Anthony Morgan, Reggie Cobb. Firepower, man. Firepower. And then on the defensive side of the ball, that 91-92 team, Chris Mims, Chuck Smith, Casey Rogers, Daryl Hardy, Ernest Fields. Again, disappointment. Dale Carter, because them Tennessee teams didn't win a national. Then in 1998, my second year down here in the Atlanta metro area. And especially after Peyton Manning had graduated in 1997, then 98 team took it all away, 13-0. Kudos, Peerless Price. Kudos, T. Martin. Kudos, Travis Henry and Travis Stevens. Kudos, Darrell Walker. Kudos, Dwayne Goodrich. Kudos, Deion Grant. Outstanding football team. Kudos, Al Wilson. Jackson, Tennessee. Then looking over the years, and then here recently, as I turned 62 this past July, I didn't know where this Tennessee football team was headed. All I knew, they was going to have a good offense under Coach Josh Heupel in his second year. I didn't know how special Hendon Hooker was going to be. I didn't know how special, even though he's hurt, Cedric Tillman is hurt right now. I didn't know how special Jalen Wright was going to be. I didn't know how special Jeremy Banks was going to be. I didn't know how special a local kid, Trayvon Flowers, this for you, Mark B, his mentor out of Tucker High School, I didn't know how special he was going to be. And Brian Young. It's royalty up there at Rocky Top right now. All eyes, as you see that graphic on this, on that picture right there, Neyland Stadium. All eyes on that city up there in East Tennessee, Knoxville, Herman, Kingston, Lenoir City, Loudoun, Powell. Y'all watching now? The orange is back. Rocky Top, Gatlinburg, Dolly Parton. Special is radaring through the state, through Nashville, Opryland, through Memphis Stack Records. See, the state of Tennessee only has between 6 million and 7 million people. But right now, college football is taking a notice. I want to thank a gentleman by the name of the initials DP. You know what I'm talking about. Played at Georgia. Got a lot of respect, worked for ESPN. He at the University of Tennessee ranked number one. Granted, I don't know if they're number one or not, but I know that match coming up in Athens. In my lifetime, it's going to be the biggest game in college football history when the Volunteers come to Athens. And please, I hope both teams are undefeated. It's going to be all eyes over in that city in Athens. But getting back to my Volunteers, thank you to the young man from South Dakota, national champion with the Boomer Sooner, Oklahoma Sooners, Mr. Josh Heupel, and the young man from Greensboro, North Carolina, who I think right now is the Heisman Trophy winner right now at this present time, in Hendon Hooker. Can't get no battle. The Volunteers are beating three ranked teams, Pittsburgh, LSU on the road. And they took down the Beast, Alabama, put 52 points on Nick Saban. And be honest, it looked like it wasn't even close, because there were some plays in that game that really changed the course of the game, because Tennessee was up in that game by at least 14 points. But hey, I'm proud to be a University of Tennessee fan right now. Rocky Top. Smokey the Tick Hound is my favorite animal of all time. And just think of what we, the Tennessee fans, have been through. Derek Dooley, no disrespect. Jeremy Pruitt, no disrespect. Butch Jones, no disrespect. And then Lane Kiffin leaving Tennessee high and dry. But I'm not mad at him. He wants to go to USC. That was his dream job. So I don't hold nothing against Lane Kiffin. But you know what? The orange is back, baby. Rocky Top at its highest level. And I don't care if you don't like the song. You don't like the orange. I remember back in 1998, I was working for CNNSI, and it was a on-air personality. And I was just working as a gopher. Just recently, like I said, been 2 years in the area. And I remember this guy, he was from up north, and he's been on ESPN. He's not with him no more. And I remember him saying, I hate that Owens from University of Tennessee. I hate everything about Tennessee. Well, I hope you're watching us right now. And all you naysayers, the Owens is back. And you better get used to it. The big Owens is back. And all I want to say is this. To all you personalities who was having fun a couple of years ago, talking about the Tennessee program, talking about Jeremy Pruitt, talking about how they'll never come back. As I finish up this video, the Volunteers are ranked in the top five. And I'm going to look dead in this screen. Smiling faces, beware of the haunting truth. Can you dig it? Smiling faces all time. Beware of the pat on your back and might help hold you back. Jealousy, envies. This go for you, Roll Tide. You know what I'm talking about. Your initials are CJ. The first initial is Coach. And last Saturday when you was texting, it was good to win that football game. Smiling faces all time. Beware of the pat on your back. And might hold you back. Jealousy, envy. The big Owens is back.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you like the video, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. It's great to be a Tennessee Volunteer fan. And I'm going to say this. To Vols Nation, if you don't do this, well, you Republican, Democrat, whatever. If you're a Tennessee football fan, after you see this video today, rise up, Vol Nation. We're back. John Ward.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.